Mishnayis Mesechta Kalayim. First Perek Mishnalef Hachitim Vihazoinim Einom Kalayim Zebuze. If you want to plant wheat and Vihazoinim, the type of black kernels that grow by the wheat, is Einom Kalayim Zebuze. They don't have the yisur of planting these two Zeroyim one next to another. Because the yisur of Kalayim is only planting two different types of Zeroyim. But the same type is mutter. Therefore, the Mishnah is telling us that the chitim and the hazoinim are considered one min. The same thing, hasa'irim v'shiber l'shol, that means barley and oats, are considered the same min. And hakusmin v'hashifoin, that means spelt and rye, is also considered the same min, that they're not klayim zebzeh. Ha'poil is a regular bean, v'hasfir, another type of a bean. Some say it's a chickpea. Also, the naksida claims zebzer. Har purkton, some say that means the plain pea. Viha toifach and a bean. Or else, upul haloven, that's a white bean. Viha sha'oyin, and some say that's a kidney bean. Is enum claims zebzer. They do not have the yisra to plant one next to another. Now, the loch of zeroya claim, it's only yosa in Eretz Yisrael. And chutz lorot, we do not have the yisra to plant zeroyim one next to another. However, klai hakerim, that it is osur in chutz lorot. The same thing, klai hilonis are also osur in chutz lorot. Just klai hazroyim, these two different types of seeds for vegetables, we do not have the yisra in chutz lorot. So the Mishnah is explaining that these minim are considered the same type, and therefore also there's no yisra klayim one with the other. The Mishnah obeys. Ha-kishois v'yahame lafafoin. So some say kishois, that's cucumbers, but lafafoin is a type of a cucumber melon. Is einom klayim zebzeh. They're not considered klayim one with the other. They're both considered the same min. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer klayim. Rabbi Yehuda Ogden says no, this cucumber with the melon is considered a klayim zebzeh. Some say lafafoin is a type of a squash. There's Rabbi Yehuda Ogden, they're considered klayim. Chazeres v'chazeres galim. Chazeres means like lettuce, and the wild lettuce are considered the same min. Ulshin v'yulshe soda, endives, and wild endives. Karishim ukrishe soda, the garden leeks, and the leeks of the fields. Kusbar v'kusbar soda, same thing. Kusbar is a type of a coriander, and the wild one is both considered the same min. Chardol the chardol mitzri, mustard and the Egyptian mustard is considered the same in. Udalas ha-mitzri, that's the Egyptian gourd, the hormutza and the bitter one is also considered the same in. And upul ha-mitzri, the Egyptian bean, the he-charuv, another type of a bean, einom klayim zebzeh. These pairs are considered the same type. And if you plant one next to another, and as we learn later on in this Masechta, we'll see exactly how close they have to be to have the Yisr, but these do not have the Yisr of Klayim. Mishnah Gimel. Ha-lefes v'ha-napoitz. Ha-lefes, that's turnip. V'ha-napoitz, a type of a radish. V'ha-kruv and cabbage. V'ha-troivtor. Some say it's cauliflower. Ha-trodin v'ha-al-oinim. These are two different type of beets. Is einam klayim zebze. Like trodin is like selek, it's beets. They're not klayim one with the other. Hoysef Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva adds on to this. That hashum v'hashumonis. That means garlic and wild garlic. Or else habotzel v'habetzaltzel. Again, that means onions and wild onions. V'haturmis v'hapalslois. These are some say lupine, and wild lupine is einam klayim zebzeh. These things are not considered klayim zebzeh. Again, they're considered the same min, therefore they're mutter to grow one next to another. The Mishnah Dalet. Over ilon and by trees, ha'agosim v'ha'kroiz tumim. These are pears and small wild pears. V'ha'porishim, that's some as quince. V'ha'uzrodim. Some say the type of a crab apple is einom klayim zebzeh. These trees They have no issa climb one with the other. Now the locha by trees are, there's no issa to plant fruit trees one next to another. The issa is only by hakova of grafting. You're not allowed to graft one tree into another tree. So the Mishnah is saying these minim are considered the same min, and therefore there's no issa to graft one to the other. But hatapuach v'yacha chazrod, but the apple tree and the crab apple tree, v'elsa paskim v'yashkedim, that means peaches and almonds, v'yashif v'yashisvin. It's a question what that means. Some say the Shami says it's a graft between olives and pomegranates, or else verimon and pomegranates, is afal pisha doimim zelazeh, even though these trees, the fruits are similar one to another, but klayim zebazeh. Here we do have the iser, that you're not allowed to make hakofa, you can't graft a branch from this type of a tree, from an apple tree, onto a peach tree, or onto a crab apple tree. These are considered klayim zebazeh. Now Mishnah goes back to explain about this royim, that are klayim zebazeh, that ha-tsinoin vi-ha-napus, that means a radish and a turnip, or else ha-chardol vi-ha-lafson, a mustard, and some says a lafson is another type of a mustard plant, u-delas yivonis im ha-mitzris, and a Greek pumpkin with an Egyptian pumpkin, for her mutza, which is a bitter pumpkin, is afo-pishadimim zelazeh, even though they look alike, still klayim zebazir. These have an issa klayim zroyim, that you're not allowed to plant them next to one another in Eretz Yisrael. Mishnah Vov. Hazeev, the wolf, via kelev and the dog. Kelev hakufri, that's a village dog that they keep for watching. Via shuol and a fox. Haizim, goats. Via tzvoyim, some say it's a deer. Hayeelim, that's mountain goats, v'horchelim, and ees, ha'sus, the horse, v'yaperid, the mule, and ha'perid, v'yachamor, or else the mule and a donkey, or else ha'chamor, v'yorud, a donkey with a wild donkey, afo pisha demim zelazeh, even though they look alike, klayim zebzeh. There is an issa klayim of behemoth zebzeh, that the issa by behemoth saw you're not allowed to put one to live with the other one. There's an issa, put them together. So these animals, we have the issa klayim. Like the pasuk says, behem tochol lo sabia klayim. And this issa is lo lezavug shnei minim shaynim shebalachayim. You can't put the two different minim together. Like this Mishnah says, like a horse and a chamor, it's also to put them together. The Mishnah Zayin, ein nevian ilon b'ilon. You're not allowed to graft one tree into another tree. Again, if they're two different minim. And yerek b'yerek, you're not allowed to graft one herb into another herb. Fula ilon b'yerek, and not a tree into a herb. Fula yerek b'ilon, not the opposite way, not a herb into a tree. Rebbe Yehuda mate yerek b'ilon, to put it, graft a herb into a tree. And the loch is like the chum over here, that even a herb into a tree, or a tree into a herb, there's also nisa klayim. Of Hakovah. We're talking about this Hakovah and all the graft, one into the other. Now, Mishnah Ches. Einoitin yurokois besoich sadon shel shikma. Well, you're not allowed to plant a herb in the stump of a sycamore tree. And ein markivin pegum agabe kidolavona. You're not allowed to graft a pegum, exactly what that means. They say it's a type of a strong smelling plant. Agabe kido levono. That's also a white type of a smelling plant. Some say it gives off cinnamon. Bevneishu yarek bilon. Because that's called you are grafting a plant into a tree. A noiten yichur shelteno. You can't plant like a young shoot of a fig tree. Lotech hachatzuf. So exactly what chatzav means, some say it's a tzemech mimishpechas abzolim, type of an onion, that you're not allowed to plant this young shoot of a fig tree into this chatzav, sheyehei makiroi, in order that she give off a lot of shade. So you're not allowed to do this. Ein toichavin zemoyru shogefen, you're not allowed to stick a vine shoot, letoichu avtiach, into a melon, that in order that the water of the melon should go into the vines. That's also. Because it's a type of a grafting a tree into a yarek, into a herb. A noisnin zera delas letoich hachalomis. You're not allowed to place the seed of a gourd into a mallow. Some say it's a wild type of a growth. Shetei misham rosoi. In order that it should protect it. Bevnei shehu yorek biyorek. Because that's considered you're grafting now one herb into another herb. The Mishnah tests ha toimein lefes utznoinois tachas hagefen. Whoever wants to store turnips and radishes under a vine. So it depends like this. Imho yomiksas olav megulin, if some of its leaves is still exposed, einachoshes, then we don't have to be afraid. No, then it's not considered like it's growing now. It's only you're storing it there. So we're not afraid. Loi mishum klayim, there's no issue of planting one next to another of klayim. For loi mishum shviyas, there's no issue that's growing now on Shemitah. Not considered that's growing now, they'd have to be meisur, take off meisur from what grows. V'noitlim b'Shabbos, you're allowed to pick this up, take it out on Shabbos, because it's not considered like it's planted, like it's growing. Now, hazareya chitim usayra kachas, somebody sows wheat grains and barley grains. Kachas is a razor climb. Here you have the yisra climb, and now let a plant, chitim and serum together. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Eino klayim, no, it's not considered klayim yet. Achi he shnei chitim usera. You have to have at least two grains of wheat, and in order to give it a shame, sodcha, and then you're putting in the klayim, you're putting in the barley. Or else the opposite way. Oi chita ushtei serim. You have to have one barley, one wheat grain, going into two seeds of barley. Or else you have to have a wheat grain and a barley grain and a spelt. Because the pshat is, according to him, sodcha sizra klayim, sodcha has to mean you have already two growths there already, you have already two seeds growing. And now the third one, that's the yisra of klayim.
Yeperek sheni. Kol so sheyesh bo roiva miminachar is yemayit. This is a shayla about bitul, that there should not be an yisra of klayim. Like we learned before, klayim means you're planting two different seeds near one another. Klay is royim. So the Torah says you're not allowed to plant klayim. What about if you have a saw of one min? Let's say you have a saw's royim. Let's say you have a saw of wheat seeds. Sheyesh bo royva min acher. It has a royva of a kav of seeds from another min. Now a saw is six kavim. So now if you have a revius, a quarter of the kav, which it comes out, which is 1/24. If you have 1/24, then there'll still be a nisaklayim. Like we say now, a saw, which is six kavim. So now if you have a quarter of a kav of another min, let's say a min of barley, so then it's also to plant. As in this min now, you have one quarter of a saw of barley, and then you have 24, one quarter of a kav, and you have 24 quarters of a kav of wheat, still it's osa, yemayit. But if you have less than that, if you have less than 1/24, then we would say it's bottle, there would not be an issa climb of planting them together. Now, Poshet Midi writes it's bottle much less than this. To swarm the Rabbanan, though, that you need this shear of 1/24. Rabbi Yossi says, Yovor. Yossi says that let's say you have a roiva of a kav of a minacher. So then is yemayit. You have to take away some of it. Now how much of it do you have to take away? The Tanakam is mashma. Just take a little bit away of those seeds that you have now less than 1/24. If Yossi says no, once you started out with more than 1/24 or exactly 1/24. You have to clean it out completely. You have to take out all the barley seeds from here and only plant the wheat seeds. Now, beimimin echod beimishnei minim. If this roiva hakav, this quarter of a kav now, which has other seeds, now whether it's made up from one category or two categories doesn't make a difference. Still, lemaisa is nisaklayim, because you're first planting your wheat, is that you have a saw, six kabim of wheat seeds, and now the roiva of kav of seeds, the other min, is not only of barley, let's say it's made of barley and spelled together. So even though it's made from two minim, still there would be nisaklayim. Rabbi Shimon says no. Lo yomru ela mimin echad. When do we say that if we have more than even 1/24th, that it makes it awesome that the rabbanon are called upon and we're not allowed to plant these seeds together? That's only if this 1/24th is made from one min. Like you have a saw of wheat seeds, and now you have a 1/24th of roiva kav of barley seeds. Then it's awesome. But if this quarter of a kav is made up of two different types of seeds, then I'm starved, then there would not be an issa. V'chacham moimim lechom say that you should know, kol shu klayim b'saw mitzarev l'roiva. Any other type of a min that would have an issa klayim planting it with this wheat, so you could be mitzarev to make up that roiva, that revius of a kav. In other words, that's the svar before that we said, beimim in echo, beimim shnei minim. I don't care if it's made out of two different minim of seeds. But lemaisa, since these seeds have an issa klayim with the wheat, therefore lemaisa, if you have 1/24th of different type of seeds in this mixture of seeds, you have to take those out, otherwise there'd be an issa klayim planting it all together. Mishneh Beis. Bamedvar mamurim, when was this said? That if you have a saw that has a roiva of a kav of a different min, is yemayit, you're not allowed to plant it, that's tfua, v'kitnias, that's wheat, let's say, we said wheat and barley, or else kitnias, v'kitnias, a different type of beans. But, and the Mishnah says, who are then, the same halacha applies, tfua, v'kitnias, b'tfua. If you have your wheat seeds and now you're mixing in some bean seeds, it's the same proportion. That 1/24th is still also, it's still yumayit. If you have less than 1/24th of another min, then it's okay. Now, b'yemes amru, really it was said that zeroni gina, the seeds that you use to plant in your garden, these are going zeroni hashum, like shum garlic, or else lefis, that you do not eat the seeds itself, but rather only the fruit that grows out of it. So the emesomer that zeroni gina, these seeds that you plant with shenem necholim, that you do not eat it, is mstarf mechod meyeskrim viabo. It is mstarf to make up the shear of another min of 1/24th. That also mishum klayim. Benoifel lebeiso. Vinoifel lebeiso means how much seeds you would use to plant in a beiso. In other words, these seeds that you use in the garden, they have much smaller seeds. So really, in a beiso, you would not have to use a saw's worth of seeds. You use much less because the seeds are much smaller. So you have much more seeds as far as the kav goes. So therefore, it goes according to proportion. The same proportion as the amount of seeds that you would use to plant in a beiso, so 1/24th of that, if it falls into the other type of seeds, it would still be an issa klayim. Rabbi Shimon says, Kishem she'omru lahachmir, the same way it was said to be machmir, that means bizaruni gino, that you meshaya the 1/24th according to the how much you put into its measurements of planting, is kach omru lahokil. The same way it was also said l'hokil, that if you have zerunim, that if you plant more than a saw in a base saw, you also go according to its cheshbin, that then you'll have to have more than a 1/24th in order to make it also. Ha pishton bitfua mitzterefes. Flax in tfua, the seeds of flax, if it gets mixed up with tfua, it's also mitzaref to the share of 1/24th of mitzterefes echod b'yesrim v'yabo, 1/24th, b'noifel beiso. Again, according to the cheshbin, how much flax seeds you use to plant a beiso. Yemishneh Gimel. Hoiso sedeyu zruachitim, if you had your field that you already planted it with wheat seeds, v'nimlach l'zorah sorim, and now you changed your mind, you want to plant it now with barley seeds. And to plant them together, we know is klayim. So therefore, yamtim lo atche taslia. You should wait until the seeds right away, which takes around 3 days. And some say the girsa should be till it starts to get a little bit roots. The yupach, and then turn over the ground. In other words, that's the way you uproot the wheat first. The yachakach yizra, and then you can plant the barley. What about in Tzimcha? Let's say the wheat was there a long time already. It started to blossom already. It started to come up already, the wheat. So then, lo yom, a person should not say to himself, listen, Ezra, I don't care. Let me first plant my barley. V'yachakach oipach, and then later after I plant the barley, then I'll turn over the chitim. In other words, really here, since we see the chitim growing, we're not really afraid to leave it there because that's real klayim. Still, a person should not say this, that first I'll plant the sorim, the barley, and then I'll overturn the wheat, but rather elo hoifach, first you should turn over the wheat. In other words, get the wheat out of the field. V'yachakach zareya, and then you have a right to plant it, the barley. Now, kama yehi chorish, how much of the field do you have to turn over, like chorish, plow the field, before you could plant the barley? Kisalmai horavi, like wide rows, like you use after the rainfall come down, after the rainfall. So at that time, they usually make wide rows. So it has to be a wide row of Harisha. And Abishol Oima, Abishol says, Kidei shelo yishayer roiva leveso, should not be left over a quarter, a roiva hakav to a beso, which is really means 1/24. Of the karka. That's how much should not be left over. As long as you plow the rest of it, even though if less than 1/24 is left over, it's also alright. Mishnah Dalet. Zerua. Let's say first the field was planted with a tfuah or yerek, either with wheat or with vegetables. Venimlach lenota. And now you changed your mind. You want to plant their grapes. You want to plant their vines. So again, that's klai karim. It's also. So therefore, lo yom, a person should not say, eta, first I'll plant the vines, v'yachakach oifach, and then I'll turn over, like I'll be chorish, uproot the vegetables or the tfuah that's growing. That you should not say, ella, but rather, hoifach, first turn over, take out the vegetables or the tfuah, v'yachakach noite, and then you could plant the vines. What about netua? Let's say you had the vines planted there already. For nimlach, and now you changed your mind, this field, lazara, you want to plant there now vegetables or tua. So again, lo yom, a person should not say, Ezra, let me first seed the vegetables, v'yachakach asharish, and then I'll uproot the vines. That you should not say, ella rather, misharish, first uproot the vines, v'yachakach zarei, and then you can go to plant your tua or your ruckus. Now, in Rots, if a person wants, where he had the vines growing first, goymein, you could just cut down the vines at pochas mitefach, until there's less than a tefach worth above the ground. If there's less than a tefach worth, then there's no isaklayim, it's commander lesedami, and there's not even marasayim. Then you could be zareh, then you could plant the vegetables or the tfuah. And b'yachakach misharish, you have time later on to uproot those vines. In other words, the way it is right now, it's all right. But you have to be afraid, maybe you'll still grow to be higher than a tefach, so you have time like to pull it out later, if you first plant the vegetables or the tefuah. Mishnah Hei. Hoiso sadeyu zerua kanvois oiluf. Let's say in your field, you had a field that was growing kanvois aluf. Kanvois, that's some type of hard material of a growth. They're called hemp, they call it. And oiluf, luf is min botzel, type of an onion. So these type of seeds, it stays in the ground for 3 years sometimes before it starts to grow. So therefore the Mishnah says, lo yehe zareyo, you can't have these planted, or bo agabehim. And you can't do like we learned in Mishnah before, like you first have wheat growing, so wait 3 days and then just turn over the ground. That's the way you like kill the roots. Because here these seeds may take 3 years to start to grow. So it's not enough just to turn the ground upside down, because the seed still stays and you're not ruining it. Sheinam oisim elo l'sholosh shanim, because these seeds sometimes first start to grow after 3 years. So therefore there's no eitzah like this. You have to make sure that you uproot the seeds itself, not just make a harisha
turn upside the ground, because if the seeds are still in the ground, you have to be afraid they'll still start to grow and it'll come out to be klayim later on. So you're not allowed to plant any other seeds near these if the second seed is like klayim with these seeds, because these seeds could stay in the ground for 3 years. Now, tfuwa sho'olo bo sviche istis. Let's say you were growing tfuwa, you had a wheat field, and sviche means growth by itself. By itself, it started to grow up istis. Istis is a type of a grass, which is red. It's you have dye from it, looks like like blue. But the mile of istis is, it's mazik l'tfuwa, it's not something good, it ruins the tfuwa. Or else, v'chein mokum hagronos. Same thing in the place where you have your threshold, where you dash the tfuwa, where you thresh the wheat. She'olu bo minim harbe. There are a lot of different vegetables, minim, started to grow there by itself. And the klayim zebezeh, but again, it's mazik, it ruins the place there. Really, you don't want it. And the same thing, b'chein tilton, same thing, tilton is a type of a grass, a kitnius, that behemoth eat. She'helo minei tzmachim. That in the middle of it, it grew up by itself other type of growths, which ruin it. So the halacha is, ein machayov v'nois lenachish. Even though right now, really, there's klayim growing here, but we do not tell the Baal HaBos he has to uproot the second growths. Because the svar is that since it's mazik, since it destroys it, for sure the owner does not want it to be there. Just he just didn't get around yet to uproot it. And the law of klayim is the Torah only says it also to have two growths going one next to another if you want them, if you're nicho with them. But something that's doing damage, doing harm, then we say it's also, then we say there's no issa klayim. So therefore, since these growths, and they came by themselves also, but they're doing damage there, so for sure the Baal HaBos is not nicho, does not want it there. Therefore, there's no issa klayim. We do not tell the Baal HaBos he doesn't have to rush to take it away. But what's going to be im nichesh oi kisach? Let's say the Baal HaBos by himself started to take away some of these growths. That's called nichesh, started to prune it. Oi kisayach, also he cut off the leaves. And he left over some of them. So then we say what he left over, the pshat is that he wants it. He only cut away what he doesn't want. But what he left over, that's pshat is not mazik anymore, that he really wants. So, therefore, we tell him that Oimrim Loi, then we have to tell the Baal HaBos Yishno, Akor Es HaKel, Chutz V'min Echod. You have to uproot all the other growths here, only let one stay over. Because since now we see your Nicha, you enjoy what's there, there'll be an Issaklayim. So, therefore, you have to make sure there's no Issaklayim, and you have to make sure there's only one Min growing, and no two Minim. So, you have to uproot the other Minim.
Yemishnevov. Horoitze lasoi sodehu meishor meishor. Mikomin, the person wants a plant like in his fields, rows of different minim. One row of vegetables, one row of tfuwa, one row of vines. So how does he do it to make rows one next to another? Like what's the closest? He can put one row next to another row and there still won't be an isaklayim. So Beishamai Yermin Beishamai says, Shloisha tolomim shel pasich. There has to be a space in between of three rows. Shel posiach means the way you make a harisha, the way you start the karka. The lashon of yiftach v'yisod chad mosai. Like the three rows has to be a rows of plowing. When you start to plow your field, it has to be enough space there. Like three rows again of plowing. When they start to open up the field, they start to plow there first. So you have to have a space of three rows of plowing in between one row of vegetable to the next one. Beisila says though, Maloya oil hasaruni. You have to have a space in between the width of this oil hasaruni, and that's the yolk that was used in this place saruni. That was a place near Eretz Yisrael. Now the Mishnah says, "Ishno u'kroivim divrei elu lios kedivrei elu." There's not such a big difference between the two shiurim. They're both pretty close. This is the shiur how much you have to have in between one row and the next row, and then you'll be allowed to plant any type of vegetables, any type of growths that you want.
Yeah, Mishnah Zayin, hoyer roish tur chitim nichnas leteich shel soirim. Let's say there were like two fields. One field was planting chitim wheat. And the next field was planting sorghum and barley, and that's climbed together. However, one is a roish tur, that's like that's like a triangle.
So the field that was planted wheat is like a triangle that comes right next to the square field that was planting sorghum. So the kids, everybody could tell clearly that there are two different fields here. That one field is planted wheat and one field is being planted sorghum. Therefore, there's no Issachlayim. Because really, midiraisa, the Issachlayim is only to plant the two seeds, mamish one next to another. That's the Issa midiraisa.
Now, midirabonon is even also to plant two seeds separately, but they're close by, because it looks like they're planted together. So that's like an Issa marasayim midirabonon. However, here in our case here, since they're like two separate fields, so you could tell clearly they weren't planted together, therefore it's even mutter midirabonon. All right, turn over. So that's what this mission is saying again, that Hoya Roish Tur, if the end of your field, the triangle field of Chitim, which goes into a field of Vali, it's Mutter, you let it leave it that way. Because everybody could see that there are two separate fields here, it was not planted together. What about Shaloi Chitim? In your fields, you're growing wheat. And your friend next door, neighbor, he's growing, let's say, Vali. So the locher is mutalismach loy meyosei hamin. You're allowed at the end of your field, near your friend's field, you could even plant some barley there. Because it looks like it's a continuation from your friend's field, and your field is a separate field planting wheat. Again, it does not look like it was grown together. Therefore, there's no marasai, and therefore it's muta. What about sheloy chitim? In your fields, you're growing wheat. Vishachaveru chitim. And in your friend's field, he's also growing wheat. So in between, like the end of your field, you let it grow one row of pishtim of flax, but not a row of a different min. In other words, they say that pshat from flax is that usually you don't grow just one row of flax. So the pshat is you don't really want to leave it there. You only want to test it out to see if your fields could take pishtin. So since you're only planting it to test it out, it's not to keep it to grow there. There's no Issachlayim. Rabbi Shimon says, Echad zera pishtim v'echad kol haminim. And some say it means to be machmed, that no, even shal pishtim also it's also. Rabbi Yossi says, Af b'yemtza sadeya muta. Livdoik v'telem shal pishtim. Rabbi Yossi says that like the Tanakhama, but even a bigger chiddush, not only at the end of your field, but even in the middle of your field. Even though you have other minim growing, you're allowed to, in the middle of the field, try out to plant some flax, because again, the svarish, you're not really planting the flax to grow there, because nobody plants just one row of flax. You're only doing it to test out your field, to see if your field would be a good field to grow the flax. So for that, there's no Issachlayim, there's no Issa Marasayin. Therefore, that's mutter to do, even in the middle of your field. Your Mishnah Ches. Ein soimchin lisdei tvua chardo v'choria. You're not allowed to plant near a field that you're growing wheat on tvua. You can't plant there mustard seeds or else v'choria. Some say that type of a saffron. Because these two things, it's a derech to plant only one row by itself. And also, it's not mazik to the field, it's good for the field. So therefore, it has the Issa Marasayin, it looks like you're mixing up the two, therefore there's Nisachlayim. But you're allowed to plant these two things, the mustard seeds, the saffron, next to a field that you're growing yerokos, vegetables. Because these two things are mazik, ruins the vegetables. So if everybody knows you don't have plant, you don't have das really to let it grow there, you're only doing it for a while, but you're going to take it away. So therefore, there's no Issa Marasayin of Klayim. V'soymech labor. You're allowed to plant a new type of a tfua of one min near another min if in between the two there's a bur, a field uncultivated. Or else will near, even if you have a field, one section that was plowed, but you're not planting there. So if there's some division between what's planted already and what you want to start planting now, it's what there's no Issachlayim. V'lagofa, or else if you have a wall, even though it wasn't cemented down, also it's called a hefsik. For la derech, if there's a road, people walk through there. For la gerder, shugavoya, asar tfochim, if you have a bricks, a wall made out of a gerder, like a fence, which is 10 tfochim tall, or else vilacharit, shuomak asar, if you have a hole there, which is 10 tfochim deep, or else virochav, arbon, it's wide 4,
Only Elon Shumesa Chalorot. So if you have a tree there that gives off its branches, go down to the ground. It's also called a hefsik. For La Seller, also if you have stones there, Shugavoyasar, which is 10 tfachim tall, Verachav Arban, 4 tfachim wide, that's also called a mafsik. You like to plant other minim next to these minim if these things are in between.
So there's a difference here between a wall coming up. It's enough, even no matter how thick it is, as long as it's yutfachim tall. Mashenka and a charitz, a ditch like there, it has to be yutfachim deep and fortfachim wide. Mishneh Tes, haroitz alasay sadeyu karachas karachas mikomin. A person that wants to make his fields like bald spots, like in between, he wants to plant different things, all different type of minim. So esrim v'yarba karochos lebeiso. He's allowed to make 24 different squares, like in a beiso. So it comes out mikarachas lebeis roiva. Each square has a revius of a kav. And v'zarei v'teicha kol min sheyirtzah. You can plant all different minim, as many as you want, inside these 24 different like patches. What about hoiso karachas achas ashtein? Let's say you only had one or two patches, zorim chardo. Then you're allowed to plant them mustard seeds. But sholosh, if you have already three patches, then la yizr chardo. Then you cannot plant it with mustard seeds. And it says why? Mifnei shuniros kistei chardo. Because now it looks like a field of a chardo. So you're putting one field into one, in the middle of another field. Now it looks like lying. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. However, the Chachom Maimrim, the Chachom say no, Teisha Karachas Mutaros. They only have 9 squares, 9 bald spots like patches there. But Esther Asurus, if you have 10 already, it's possible. It's not to be in a Sakhlaim, in a Beiso. They have only 9 squares, 9 patches is okay. You know, they need a bigger space in between. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oima, Filu Kol Sadeyu Beis Kur. Even if the whole field is a Beis Kur, Lo Yase Besoicha Chutz Mikarachas Achas. You can't make more than one patch in the middle of the field. Because see, that also looks like Klein. That would also be the Isav Marasayin of Klein. Mishneh Yud. Here, Mishneh says, Kol Shehu B'Toich Beis Roiva. Anything that's in this Beis Roiva, this Shetach of land, which is, that's like bald, it's in the middle of a field, you're planting other things, you have one bald spot. Beis Roiva is Oila B'Midas Beis Roiva. It's all included, whatever is there is included in this land of a Beis Roiva. Anything else means, anything else that's there, like if there's a brook of water going on there, or else there's other things that's not right to plant there, it's included in this Beis Roiva. Achilas HaGefen, that means how much land the vines itself is tofas takes up, Kadeh Avadosai, which is Shisha Tfachim, Fi HaKever, or else if you have a kever there that you can't plow, you can't plant by a kever, someone's buried there, Fi HaSel, or else if there's stony ground that you can't plow on it, still Olam Beis Roiva. It's all included in the shear of a Beis Roiva. Now, tfuah b'tfuah, let's say you're growing type of tfuah of wheat, and you want to grow other type of, let's say, barley there also, so base roiva. How much separation do you have to have between one and the other? The achok has to be the shear of a base roiva. Yorek b'yorek, let's say you're planting one vegetable and you want to make a different separation between planting another vegetable, then shisha tvachim, it's enough if you have 6 tvachim in between. What about tfuah b'yorek, you're growing wheat and then you want to grow other vegetables? Or else the opposite of where yorek b'tfuah, you're growing vegetables, now you want to grow wheat nearby it. Beis roiva, now you have to have a separation of a beis roiva in between. Now this base roiva always means a plus land, a piece of land that's enough to plant a roiva of a kav of seeds, a revius of a kav of seeds. That's how big the ground has to be. Now, Rabbi Lezer says, Yorak bitfua shishetvachim. If you're first planting vegetables, now you want to change over to plant next to it wheat, you only have to have a separation of 6 tvachim in between. Mishneh Yud Aleph. Tfua noito al gabe tfua. If you have vegetable, tfua wheat, like growing right next to other wheat, other tfua. which means that first you are growing wheat, and then you decided to grow barley, and you have your six tvachim, let's say, in between, or you have your base roiva in between. And now when that wheat or barley started to grow up, the tops of the stalks started to touch one another. That's called tfuah noito al gabi tfuah. One is like leaning over the other. Or else the yorek agabe yorek, you would planted different type of vegetables, and you had your six tefachim in between, but now when they started to grow up, they grew so tall like the tops were touching one another. Or else tfuah agabe yorek, or else yorek agabe tfuah, vegetables over wheat, or wheat over vegetables. Hakil mut, everything is okay, it's still good, as long as on the bottom when it was planted it was had a chok of six tefachim, even though on top it looks like it's together, still it's alright. Chutz midlas yivonis. Only excluding a Greek pumpkin, there it's also. Because here the top leaves grow so much that they mix up together, it looks as a sign that the mam is growing together. Rabbi Meir says, Afa kishois, or perl ha-mitzri, the same thing it's also by this type of cucumbers, or perl these beans of mitzri, also they grow so much together that they look like one. And he says, I hear what he's saying more than what I'm saying. Like Rameyah says, I like what the Chum is saying more than what I'm saying, that it should be muta, that it should only be us or only the last Yevonis, that's all. But rather, what Rameyah means to say is that that's the way I was makabal from Rabbeisai, that Hakishuas and Pola Mitzri are also us. And he says he doesn't want to be chazer from what they're saying, but I call upon him, he'll understand very good what the Chumim say. Yeah, Perek Shalishi. Aruga shehi shisha tfochim al shisha tfochim. Aruga, that's like a garden bed, that's like a small land that you're planting on now, which is six tvochim by six tvochim. In other words, an amma by an amma. So the locher is zoirin besoicho chamisha zeroinim. You're allowed to plant inside this small bed like five different type of seeds, and you won't have an isaklayim. How do you have this? Arbor biabor ruchos aruga, on the all four corners of the bed of this land, you could plant a different type of a seed. V'yechod biemsa, and a different type in the middle. In other words, even though the Mishnah before we had that between one zera, between one yerek and another yerek, you have to have six tvachim in between, that's only by big property, by big lands. But by a small land here, you have the Rabban will make here that as long as you have Kedei Yenika between one and the other, that's enough. Now Kedei Yenika, the amount that a land that needs for nourishment, that's a tefach and a hef. So therefore, if you have the six tefachim, a six tefachim, you're allowed to plant five different types of seeds inside it. What about Hoyolo Gvul Gavoya Tefach? Let's say it had like a border to it, which was a tefach high and a tefach wide also. So now it comes out really, it's another tefach on each side. So really it comes out, it's like 8 tefachim by 8 tefachim. So then the halacha is Zoyrin B'Soycha Shloish Osar. You could plant 13 different type of seeds, different type of yerokas in this land of 8 by 8 tefachim. How do you have this? Shloisha al kol gvul o gvul. On each border, on each one of the four sides, you could plant three different type of seeds. So that's automatically you have 12 already. And then v'yechod b'yemtza, and one in the middle, that's how you have 13. Now, lo yita roish halefes, and by having this three on each gvul, that's you having three, and you're having in between it the tefach and a half. So that's how you have your 8 tefachim, so that's enough of a shir hachoka, there should not be an isaklayim. Now, lo yita roish halefes pasech hagvul, you should not plant the top of a turnip on this border, because since it grows so big, it'll look like a klayim. Mivnei shehu memaleyu, because it's going to fill up the whole border, therefore look like klayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shisha b'yemtza. He holds that when you have this, a gvul, an extra tefach, so it comes out, it's like 8 by 8, so not only could you have 12, like 3 on each side, and not only then 1 in the middle, but he holds you could have 6 in the middle. So according to him, it's 18 different type of medium you could have, and this type of a land of 8 by 8 tefachim. Now, there are a lot of different shitas exactly how you're supposed to put the seeds, how the pictures look here. But I'll call upon them, this is the klal. According to Rabbi Yudi, you can even have six different minim in the middle because it's possible to put them there that they will not look like klayim, like they're growing together. Now, Mishneh Bei says, kol min zeroyim, all different types of seeds, zeroyim, is ein zerim baruga. You cannot plant it like the Mishnah before in this bed, in this seed bed, to plant the five seeds in this small land of six by six tvachim. In other words, these different type of seeds, usually here you plant the whole field full of them, so therefore the Rabbana will not make or to plant five different type of seeds and a small aruga of shisha by shisha. However, v'chol min yirokis, but all type of vegetables, that's Zerim Baruga. There you have this heta, you can plant five different type of vegetables in this land of Karka, this Aruga, which is six by six Tvachim. Now, Chardol, a mustard seed, V'yafunim, Hashufim, and small beans, Min Zeroyim. They are considered types of Zeroyim, and therefore you're not allowed to plant them in this Aruga. However, afunim hagmolonim, that's the big seeds, big beans, that's minyorot. That has a lock already like a vegetable, that you would have this heta to plant five of them in this aruga. Now, gvul, what's going to be like in the Mishnah we had before, if you have this border around the top, which is a tefach, by a tefach. So at the beginning, gvul shahoya gvoya tefach. At the beginning, when you first planted, let's say, your 13 different seeds on each side, you're allowed to plant three, it was a tefach high. But when it's mayit, and then later on it got smaller, the lachar is kosher, still you're allowed to leave your seeds planting there, show your kosher mitchilosai. Since at the beginning, when you first planted it, you had the shear, it was kosher mitchilosai, it's still okay. Ha-telem, call it a furrow, that's like a ditch, like a small trench, in between one row and the next row, and it has walls to it, or else v'amas hamayim, or else you have a little water flow, a little water channel you have. Shem amukim tefach, which was a tefach deep. So the same halacha, in other words, this border is not only if it's a tefach high, the same halacha would be if it's a tefach deep. So hatela means this type of a trench, whereas there's amas hamayim, the water channel, sheheim amukim tefach, which is also a tefach deep, is zorin l'soicha shloisha zeroinim. You also have the same heta that if it went around on all four sides of this aruga, you're able to plant three different types of seeds on each side. Echod mikan v'echod mikan v'echod b'yemsa. How do you have these three? One on one side, one on the other side, and one in the middle. So there's a Mishnah before, that if you have the border, a tefachai, that you can plant then on each side three different seeds, the same halach applies if the border is like a deep, a tefach a deep.
Mishnah Gimel. Hoya Roish Tur Yorak Nichnas Latoich Sedei Yorak Acher. In other words, you had one field growing vegetables, and now you wanted to plant like the other field was going into that field. Again, Hoya Roish Tur. That means, let's say, the corner of one field. You had a big field, a square field like. Now the corner of it, which would you're planting, let's say, cucumbers, went into Nichnas Latoich Sedei Yorak Acher. Went into the next field, which we are planting tomatoes there. So locher is mutter. It's okay. It doesn't have an issa klayim mifneishu nira kesoif sadeyu, because everybody could see. Really, there are like two different fields here. Everybody sees clearly. It's one field you're planting the cucumbers, and there's a second field that you're planting your tomatoes there. Just one went into the other. Therefore, there would not be an issa klayim here. In other words, this is not called an avruvia of klayim, because we could tell it's like two different fields. What about hoysa sadeya zruya yorik? You had your field that you were planting vegetables there, you were planting cucumbers in it. Fuhu nevakesh lita b'soicha shura shel yorik achar. And now in the middle of this field, you want to plant another type of a vegetable there. So how do you have to make the separation that it should not be an issa klayim? So Rabbi Yishmael says, Achi hey hatelim, there should be this furrow, this like trench, this like a ditch a little bit, going straight along, dividing up the field in half like.
Hachihei hatelem mefulash straight through, me roish hasadaviyad roishoi, from one side of the field to the other side of the field. Should have like a straight trench, this hole, going straight across the whole field to divide it up, then you could plant the second type of a vegetable, then it's not nearer like Chlayim. So in other words, this makes it look like two different fields. In other words, on two ends, it's the end of the field. There's nothing growing there. It's only on the two sides of it that you have different vegetables growing there. So this makes it look like a separate field. Therefore, there's no isaklayim. Rabbi Akiva says, Oirach shisha tfachim. You don't have to have this furrow, this trench-like, going along the whole field. It's enough just as long as this telem, this ditch-like, is six tfachim long. V'reichav maloya. It has to be wide, the same thing. It also has to be six tfachim wide. That's how big this trench has to be, like to divide the field in half, that there should not be an isaklayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Reichav kimloya reichav arparsa. It's enough if it's wide enough, the width of a shoe. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's the biggest makel. He agrees it has to be at least long, six tfachim, like Rabbi Kiva. Just the width, it doesn't have to be six tfachim wide, like Rabbi Kiva says, but rather Rabbi Yehuda holds it's enough that it's a wide, only one tefach. Reichav harparsa, the width of a shoe, of a foot, which is one tefach wide. Mishneh Dalet. Hanoiteya shtei shurois shel kishuyim. You plant like two rows of cucumbers. And then you have a hefsek in between, and you grow then, they have this telem in between. And then you grow this shtei shurois shel deluyim, two rows of pumpkins-like, shtei shurois shel pol hamitzri, two rows then of Egyptian seeds, is mutter. That's mutter. In other words, since each one has two rows to it, so it looks like a soda by itself, and then you have this telem, this trench in between it, so that's mafsik, it makes it look like different fields. It does not look like klayim. That's mutter. However, what's going to be if you don't have two rows at a time? You only have one row. You have a shura shel kishuyim. You have one row of cucumbers growing. And then you make your telem in between, and then right next to it you grow shura shel deluyim, another row of pumpkins. And then you have your telem, your trench in between. And then shura shel pul hamitzri. Then you have your row of this Egyptian beans growing. Then it's also... Because over here, since the leaves of these three things grow tall, and the ma'ar, they get mixed up together, it looks like one field, it looks like one klayim. You can't tell it's separate fields. Therefore, since there's only one row of each one, it would be yasa. What's going to be if you have, let's say, shura shel kishuyim? You have a row of kishuyim of cucumbers. And shura shel deluyim. Then you have a row growing of deluyim of pumpkins. Now here we're talking about you have first two rows of kishuyim growing. And in between, you have one row of deluyim, and then shura shapol hamitzri. And then you have one row of these Egyptian beans growing next to it. For shura shal kishuyim. And then you have your row again of kishuyim, of cucumbers. So what it comes out, what you have here is the two end rows are made from kishuyim, are made from cucumbers. Just the middle two rows are from Deluyim and from Pul HaMitzri. So Rabbi Eliezer Mater, Eliezer says over here it's Mutter. Since the two Shuras, the two end ones, are made out of Kishuyim, they're made out of cucumbers, even though they're not next to one another, people could see though that these are different type of growths and it doesn't look like you have Klayim here. However, Chachamim say no, still it's also. Since you don't have two rows at a time, you still have intervals in between, it does not look like different fields, but rather it looks like klayim, and it would be also to grow it this way, according to the Chachamim. Mishneh Hei, Noiteya Odom, a person's allowed to plant, kishois, like the seeds of cucumbers, udalas and pumpkins, letech gumachas, even though they're both in the same hole, the same pit, and even though it's not six tvachim by six tvachim, that really there's not such a separation in between them. Still it's mutawai, or bavache tehei zoi noitel etzadze, vizu noitel etzadze. Each seed, like each growth, should be facing a different side. The cucumbers grow up towards this side, and the dalas grows up towards the other side. And it explains now further that Venoita Seyo Shelzo means like the hair, the top growth of the Kishuyas should be Lakan towards the right side. The Seyo Shelzo and the top growth of the Delas, Lakan should be on the left side. So since the growing upwards looks separately, therefore it's mutter. Why? The Mishnah explains, Shekol Masha Osru Chachomim. All this Issa that's only with the Rabbonin, like Gozru, the Rabbonin only made their Issa, Ela Mifnei Maras Ayin, only because it looks like Chlayim. In other words, Midi Raisa, Chlayas Royim, planting these different seeds together, it's only if you put the two seeds mamish together. You have to put them in the ground, the exact same spot, exact same hole, then you have the Issa Chlayim. Here, as long as you seed them separately, even though they're close one next to another, still midiraisa it's mutter. It's only yosem midirabonim because it looks like you planted it together. So therefore the Mishnah before says midirabonim, you have to have the achok, it has to be separated a little bit. Now the Mishnah is telling us another chiddush that even though it was planted one next to another, again, not mamish together nisa diraisa, just it's only one next to another. That's not osim midiraisa. Now, why isn't there a nisa marasayim midrabanan over here? That the Mishnah says, since when they grow up, one is growing towards the right and one is growing towards the left, so it does not look like klayim, therefore there's no marasayim. Therefore, this is also another heter, how to grow two seeds, one next to another.
To Mishnah Vav. Let's say you had your field growing with onions. You had an onion field. Now in the middle of this field of onions, you want to plant some gourds, some pumpkins there. So how do you do it to make it? There should not be an issa klayim. So Rabbi Yishmael says, Oiker shtei shurois, you have to uproot like two rows of onions, and then in that place, v'noiteya shurachas, in that place now grow one row of deluyim, of pumpkins. In other words, a regular shura is like four amis wide. So therefore, you're like uprooting now eight amis worth of onions, of betzolim, and in this eight amis, now you're going to plant one row of deluyim in the middle of it, which is only four amis wide of deluyim. So it comes out on the two sides of it, you're going to have two amis empty on both sides of the deluyim. So that's the way you could plant your deluyim in the middle of the onion field. Now, umaniach komas betzolim b'mekoyim shtei shurus, you have to then leave over the growing, komas means the growing onions, a growth of two shurus. In other words, you have to leave two shurus, two rows of onions, which is eight amis wide of onions. Then v'yoike shtei shurus, then you uproot the next two rows of onions, eight amis of worth of onions, uproot them. V'noiteya shurachas, and now in the middle of that eight amis, the middle four amis, you plant one row of deluyim. And therefore you have two amis empty between the deluyim and the betzolim on both sides. That's the way it's mutter to plant your deluyim in the middle of the onions fields, so it should not look like klayim. Rabbi Akiva says, Oike shtei shurois, you have to uproot two rows of the onions, and you're allowed to even v'nateya shtei shurois, you're allowed to plow to plant two rows of deluyim. So then what's the difference? Where's the heker then? O maniach komas pitzolim b'mokam shtei shurois, and you have to leave the growth of onions in the place of the two shurois. In other words, according to Rabbi Kiva, you don't really have to have a separation in between. You have just a telem, just a ditch in between. So everybody could tell clearly, like, really this is a betzolim field. Just in the middle you have some deluyim growing also. The telem, the furrow in between, that alone is enough of a heker to make it look like it's two separate growings. The Chachom Moimim, the Chachom say though, Imein Bein Shura Lechaverto, Shtei Mes Rayamo, if you do not have between one row and the next row 12 Amos, Lo Yikayim Es HaZera Shal Bein Tayim, you're not allowed to let it grow, the Zera, the new seed, in between the other ones.
In other words, according to Chachamim, between one row of Deluyim and the next row of Deluyim, you have to have 12 Amos in between. I mean, you have to have a big shetach of onions growing there, so it should be nikka clearly like you have onions, and just you only have now one row of Deluyim growing in between. So if you have less than 12 Amos, though, in between one shura of the Luyim and the next shura of the Luyim, so Chum said, then it looks like Klayim, then Lo Yikayim is Azera Shabentayim, then now let the Luyim grow in between.
Mishnah Zayin, Delas B'yorik, if you want to plant a Delas in the middle of a vegetable field, is Kiyorik, it has locha like another vegetable, that you have to have six Tvachim in between. What about the Visvua, if you want to plant a Delas in a Tvua field, then Noistin Lo Beis Roiva, you have to have a base roiva in between the deluyim and the tfuah. A roiva kav, which is really 10 amas and a fifth of an amma by 10 amas and a fifth of an amma. Now, hoysa sedeyus ruah tfuah, you had a field that you were growing wheat there. Or vikesh lita lasaycha shurish deluyim, and you want to plant in now one row of deluyim, is noisnun lo la vaidosa shisha tfuachim. You have to leave over there for its work 6 tfuachim. In other words, if you have a whole row of deluyim, that's easier than before just one deluyim, because before by one deluyim you have to have a base roiva. Here it's enough just to have 6 tfachim in between one and the other.
We'll continue on the rest of the mission in the next tape. We'll just read off the end of this Mishnah.
If you make dilo yakim lefnei Rabbi Yosi Yomer noisim la vadosa arba amos omruloi hasachmo zumin agefen omrulhem amatzinu shezuchamu.